Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Aleph, Omud Aleph, in the second volume of Mishneh Brura. We just began Simon Reish Tes yesterday, and we're in the very top line with Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Lokach Kos Shoshech Ramayim, if a person took in his hand a cup of either beer or water, which of course the bracha is a shahakol on it, and he started to make the bracha incorrectly. Uberach, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Bari Priya Gofen. And he says an entire incorrect bracha of Bari Priya Gofen. Now, the Toch Kidei Dibur, within a short period of time called Toch Kidei Dibur, which we've already learned many times, is the amount of time that it takes the person to say Shalom Alecho Rebbe. One opinion says Shalom Alecho Rebbe Umori. Again, a split second or two. If he corrects himself within that short period of time, the Toch Kidei Dibur Niskar Shetoi realizes he made a mistake. It's beer, it's water. I should have made a shahakol. I made a mistake by accident. Said Bar Priya Gofen. The Amar Shahakol Niyabid Varo. And he corrects himself immediately within this Toch Kidei Dibur. And he says Shahakol Niyabid Varo. So, for example, the Chaber tells us, this is how it sounds. The person said, with intention to make a Bar Priya Gofen, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Bar Priya Gofen, Shahakol Niyabid Varo. And he quickly corrects himself within the Toch Kidei Dibur. So he actually said, Bari Priya Gofen, Shahakol Niyabid Varo, Yotza. This, in fact, is an acceptable bracha. We brought down in yesterday's shir that there was a machlokitz about whether the ikur first part of the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, has to have the right kavana. And that was the Rambam Shita, that's what determines everything. But almost came out all the other poskim hold like the Yesh Omrim that the Chaber brought down that says you don't have to have Bidyevet, that kavana correctly, and as long as you conclude the bracha correctly over here, even though you said it incorrectly, but you corrected it within the Toch Kidei Dibur, the Mechaber here paskins that you are Yotze. Mishneh Brura in Siv Katan Hay brings down, Hainu, we're talking here, Afilu Be'ez Tchilas HaBracha, Ayosav Shuyayin, he mistakenly thought he had wine in front of him. So the initial part of the bracha, what the Rambam calls the ikar part of the bracha, as well as the end part of the bracha, the chasimah, were all wrong. Nevertheless, even so, kivon she'akar toch kidei dibur, since he uprooted the wrong words within the span of time of toch kidei dibur, v'siyim kehogen, and he did respond correctly. He said shakol ni'ebid varo. Subsequently, yotza. In fact, he is yotze. Dishu footnote number 3 brings down. How does this work? Umasha Efshal Asaki Misoch Kidei Dibur. He says, L'chora Tevo Shomer Betol Same Hefsik. Why aren't the Bori Priya Gofen that he said in this situation a Hefsik between the Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam and the Shakol Niyabid Varo? So Rav Ozan Zatzal brings down, Shekivon Shezeh Tikkun Besocha Brocha, you're correcting within the Brocha, is not considered a hefsek, as we will subsequently learn in Hilchos Tkiyah Shofar, where it brings down that if a person blew the wrong sounds and he corrected himself, ein hatkiyo shetoka, the incorrect sounds that he blew, lo din nechshev is hefsek, they're not considered a hefsek. So too over there, that's not a hefsek, here it's not a hefsek as well. He adds further, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, shekivan shasiyim hoye betos, while his original chasima, Bar Priya Gofen in our case, is wrong, it's not considered over here a real chasima, but it is a hefsek, but it's not halachically enough of a hefsek over here. B'diavad ein omrim shahefsek yevatel as a bracha. While it is technically a hefsek, it's not a type of a hefsek that ruins the bracha. Kimin shechazer toch kidei dibor v'amar kogan. Since he corrected it within the toch kidei dibor, it's as if he didn't say an incorrect statement. And he says, furthermore, shibin yonenu ein zehefsek shesharu hefsekos shari mishabeach v'omer hakodesh baruch hu bore zeh v'zeh. Because, while technically not something that he should have said, it's not an incorrect idea, and he expressed praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it doesn't count as a hefsek. Deir Shur number 4 explains that how do we determine when to start counting the Toch Kidei Dibur, so he brings down from the Eishal Rami B'Chach and others, Shemodid in Zman Zeh Misiyum Amiris Atos. So you wouldn't count it from the word Bore of Bore Priya Gofen, but from the word Hagofen. So as soon as you say the word Bore Priya Gofen incorrectly, you now have Toch Kidei Dibur to say Shakol Ni'ebid Varu. Mishneh Brura Siv Katan Vav says, but if you went beyond this short period of time of Toch Kidei Dibur and didn't correct it, lo mahani akiroso. If you correct it subsequently, then it's too late, v'chozim v'varach, and you have to go make a new bracha. V'da, the Mishneh Brura says, furthermore, you should know, da de mekilinon b'di'eved b'soch kidei dibur, that which we are making over here to allow you to correct it within the Toch Kidei Dibur, davka b'brachos d'rabbanon. This is only acceptable for a bracha that's d'rabbanon, which is the vast majority of brachos. However, bracha d'raisa, such as avol birchas hamazon, shehu d'raisa, in Eira Kahai Gabne, if such a thing happened when he was supposed to bench, and he said, for example, the wrong bracha, Kigon, Shachal Lechem, the person ate bread, Vitovasava Shachal Paris, and somehow he thought that he was eating fruit. Vihitzchel Levarach, and he starts off saying, Baruch Ato Hashem, Lokinam El Chalam, Alo Eitz, Vial Priya Eitz, and he says the wrong Nusach over here, and he realizes, before he says any conclusion to the bracha, Nizka Shu Lechem, he realizes, wait a second, I had bread, I have to bench. Vesiyim, and he continues, Hazonis Olam Kolobu Tavau, the kahogen, the chule, he finishes off the rest of the first bracha that is not acceptable. Tzarech lachzol v'roch. Here he has to go and repeat the entire bracha, and he says v'davko biofen zesh tziyanu. And it's only in the case that we constructed over here that we say that it's acceptable that he corrected himself. Avolim tov v'savar l'alechem. But for example, if somebody made a mistake on bread and he thought shachal shu echod mechamesh saminim, and he thought it was one of the five grains, and he should make an alamichya, and he realizes in his car, in that situation, he is allowed to go and just continue. Why? Because the bracha alamichya, the michya nami mazunu, because it also is, so to say, al hazonis hakol, and therefore it's acceptable. Dishu food number 6 has the interesting scenario, mishalo hesiach his daito, if somebody didn't lose his concentration. He's thinking, I just said the wrong bracha. What is the halacha? Should I go back and repeat the bracha, or should I just correct it real quickly? And because of his machshava, it's now past toch kidei dibur. So Shlomo Zalman says, sorry, you lost it. Even though you haven't lost your train of thought, nevertheless, in this situation, you went beyond the toch kidei dibur, and you have to go back and make a new bracha. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Kosu achronim, Misha omer achar bichasayayin, bori mariyesh, when a person is making Abdullah. And we know, of course, the order in Abdullah is you start off saying the first bracha, bori priya gofen. Then you're supposed to say, bori minim besomim. Then you're supposed to say, bori miyareish. What happens if a person messed up and he started off to say after the bracha of bori priya gofen, bori miyareish? Then he realizes after he said bori miyareish that he should have said bori minim besomim first. So he changes it. V'siyim bori minim besomim, and now he concludes it in the proper way. Yotzei de besomim. He does fulfill his obligation for besomim. V'chozim mevarach. And now he goes and repeats again. Baruch ato Hashem olkinu b'cholam bori miyareish as the third bracha. So in other words, his correcting the second bracha nullified his saying bori miyareish, and now he has to say bori miyareish again. However, this is only true. V'davka, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kishiniskavin b'shas haskor shemu malchus ala besomim shenokat biyado." This is only true if he had in mind to say the bracha on the besomim, because he's holding the besomim at that point in time. So therefore, he can conclude it and say, "Bore mine besomim." The nichshal b'lshono, and it's only because of lack of concentration that he didn't say properly. And he said, instead of bori minim besamim, the omer bori miyareish. In that situation, you can correct it. However, avo kinishkavin aloesh, he really thought you're supposed to say bori miyareish. He takes out the candle and he's holding his hands up to the candle. So yotzu yedei birchas miyareish. In this situation, he has fulfilled saying bori miyareish, even though he quickly corrected it and say bori minim besamim. And now the achakach, the next bracha, he should say mavarch bracha acheris al besamim. He should now make a bori minim besamim. Aye, it's out of order. That's not a problem. Doha aloesh gam kein yesh tzorich levarch, because here too he had to make both brachos. Vasei derenu ma'akiv. The order is ma'akiv. So he's actually yotzi with the bari miyareish because he didn't have the besomim in his hand. So mistama, he intended to make the bari miyareish. It was yotzi. He can't correct it. And now he has to make a bari minim besomim. The same question, ulinyan birchas shachar. What happens if a person says the brachas of birchas shachar out of order? So, for example, imtah bepokeach ivrim u'mal b'sharumim u'chedomeh. You're supposed to say pokeach ivrim first and then say mal b'sharumim, but by accident he said mal b'sharumim first and then he said pokeach ivrim. So these halachas have been discussed already in this bar le'el b'simin menvav b'mishnah Berurah siv katan chav ayin shom. Dear Shu, footnote number 12 tells us that we learned over there. When he said pokeach ivrim, he intended to say pokeach ivrim, but then he made a mistake just through not concentrating. He said mal bisharumim, and he quickly corrects himself betochik tedibur, and he says pokeach ivrim. So yesh omim sha'okar b'zeh dvar v'rishonu. There is an opinion that says that now counts as pokeach ivrim. However, v'yesh ha'mastapkim b'zeh. There are others that disagree over there. It brings down the shari tshuva, the dogma ravava. The issue footnote number 10 says that in regards to l'chatchila, what should a person do in the situation of the Havdalah? Shemisha kivein b'shoa shoma baruch ato Hashem lebracha miyusemis. If you had in mind a specific bracha, for example, bar miyareish l'chatchila, yisayim davkis ha-bracha zeh v'lo bracha cheres. You should l'chatchila already finish off bar And then the next bracha you say, even though you had it out of mind, because that's what you intended when you said the Ikar bracha, bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and that's l'chatchila what a person should do. Dishifut number 11 brings down, if a person actually said it correctly, but then he thought he made a mistake, and he corrected what he said correctly, and then he realizes that he originally said it correctly. So, in this situation, the tikkun that you made originally to go from the correct to the incorrect didn't ruin your saying the bracha correctly. I know that was a little bit difficult to follow, so let's say, for example, the person is holding the besamim in his hands, and he has in mind to say, a bari mi besamim, and he does say it. And then he thought for a simple, he said it wrong, and he quickly said, bari mi reish. So that saying the bari mi reish doesn't ruin the fact that he said the bari mi besamim correctly. The issue footnote number 9 brings down that we bedavka said over here, shenokat biyado, he's specifically holding the besamim in his hands. So the dogma Ravava says in this situation, this is mochiach shetoa bilshono, that it was just a fluency, he didn't say it correctly, but not that he intended to say something else. And therefore the dogma Ravava says, as opposed to when you're saying pokeach ivrim instead of mal bisharumim, it's not clear that you intended to say Pokeach Ivrim, and by accident you said Malbish Arumim. Maybe you intended to say Malbish Arumim, and that's why the Dogma Ravava says it's a Sofik in that situation where you yotze Pokeach Ivrim or Malbish Arumim. As opposed to by the Havdalah, he says, you clearly were holding the Besamim in your hand, Mestama, you wanted to say. It's Mochiach, it proves that you wanted to say Borei Mine Besamim. Finally, the issue for number 8, we're doing things a little bit backwards over here. The issue for number 8 brings down from Shlomo Zalman, do you have to say the word borei again? You just said borei me'orei ha'esh by accident, and you're correcting it and saying borei mineh besamim. Do you or do you not have to say the word borei again? So he brings down, when you say by accident in Tfilas Yontif, you said by accident Mekadish HaShabbos, there you'd be definitely bedavka have to say, again, Mekadish Yisrael V'Yazmanim. It's not enough to say Mekadish HaShabbos, Yisrael V'Yazmanim. I meant Yisrael V'Yazmanim. No, you have to say Mekadish. You said Mekadesh Shabbos by accident, and now you have to go say Mekadesh Yisrov Yasmanim. But he says it may not be analogous over here in our situation, and look at the rest of footnote number 8 for the discussion why not. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says Hagah. V'im shosim. Now we complicate it by saying, you're making a Bari Priyagofen to be motzi other people. So, im hayu acherim shosim, gam kein. Other people are drinking over here, the yayin with them, and they really do have wine in front of them. You thought you were picking up wine, but by accident you picked up beer or water. The daito gam kin al yayin, and you were intending to make a bari priyagofen because you thought you had wine, and you were intending to be motzi all those other people who had in front of them a glass of wine. Shaya sovish because of yayin, you really thought you had wine in your glass. And you said, uberach bari priyagofen, you made a bari priyagofen. Now, what's the halacha? Now you're drinking, say, wait, that's not wine, that's water, or it's beer. You're going to have more wine. You're now going to have another glass of wine, i.e. your first glass of wine. The Ramah says, in this situation, you do not make a new Bori Priyagofen. The original Bori Priyagofen you made works. And he brings down two reasons why. The Yotze Bibracha Sheberech Alkoso, and you are Yotze with the incorrect Bari Priyagofen that you made on your glass of water or beer, Afu Pishoyse Betos, even though it was a mistake. Why? Because you had in mind that you were going to drink more than one glass of wine. Therefore, your Bari Priyagofen works for those future glasses of wine as well. Furthermore, number two, as the Mishnah Berurah will explain, these are two separate reasons. You are being motzi all these other people. They drank a glass of wine. So your bracha is not considered a bracha of atola, and it's a good bracha, and therefore, v'lochein, birchaso, bracha, your bracha is in fact a good bracha. He brings us down the name of the Truvas Ma'ariel and the Beis Yosef. The issue for number 13 brings down from Rav Yashav Zatzal down the interesting situation where if you held the cup of wine in your hand and by accident you made a shahakol and you corrected it to a bari priyagofen toch kidei dibur, so it works. So Rav Yashav says shaaf shagam imam or shahakol yotzi b'dieved. You would have been yotzi b'dieved with the shahakol because the shahakol poters everything. Therefore, mikol moko mol tikuno lechoshev shebarech bari priyagofen. Nevertheless, since even though you would have been yotzi with the shako, your tikkun to correct it to a bar priyagofen works. However, this has an interesting ramification. If he wants to now drink other glasses of any other beverage, in a way, for example, that they wouldn't have been potted by the original bar priyagofen, for example, as we brought down previously, if you didn't drink enough from the original glass of wine, so now, in this situation, you have to go make a new bracha on those other beverages. As opposed to, if you hadn't corrected yourself, your original shahako would work on all the other beverages. An interesting paradox. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin says that in this situation, when you made a Bari Priyagofen, instead of the shahako that you should have made, the kavanasohayos, he was intending to be motzi the other people, as we've already mentioned. Sivkot and ches, since his intention was over here to be motzi the other people, as well as to drink additional wine, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, as I already told you, omar shtei tamim liftor. There are two reasons over here that are being brought down to explain why the person is making an acceptable bracha. Number one, echot kiven shadaito lishto shar yain, since he's intending to drink additional wine. Also a yain lefon, if even if that wine wasn't in front of him, they brought it afterwards. Chol abracha leim, the bracha will work that he made the incorrect bar pi agapim will work on those subsequent glasses of wine. I the after kozelyam, even though his coast was only water, v'ischol lishtoso, when he drank it, that's not called a hefsik. Afilu hachi lo mikri hefsik. Why kiven shelo hefsik b'dibur ben tayim? He didn't talk in between. And therefore, v'afilu lo yodaito behedyo lishtos yoser, and therefore, even if he didn't have intention to go and drink more wine, v'rak b'stamma, it just said stam. If they bring more wine, maybe I'll have it. Kiven sha'otzi acherim b'v'chaso. Now we need the second reason. Since he was being motzi other people, shi yicholum lishtos hayayin shalifneim, that they're able to now drink their wine that was in front of them. Nimtzu shaloyitzal brachoso levatola. Therefore, in retrospect, it turns out his bracha wasn't levatola. And therefore, if additional cups of wine come out, he's allowed to drink them because his original bari pri agafen was a good bracha. Now, the Ramah here is going lishitaso. What was his shita previously in Simon Reishvav? That he held shesviru le sham. He held over there dehechosh lo yodaito behedja v'rak b'stoma. He holds that even if you didn't specifically have in mind to have additional cuss, but just stam, you didn't have in mind not to have additional cuss, but you just had stam. Maybe I have, maybe I won't. Tzorich lachzovarach. He holds there you have to go make a new bracha. That's why the Rama over here writes, he specifically had in mind to drink additional wine. However, the way we paskin, there are those that disagree with the Rama and say that even if you didn't specifically have in mind that you're going to have additional wine, but you would just stop, maybe I will, maybe I won't. So then the original Bar Pir Goffin were according to all these other poskim, so therefore, even though kosher yulafon of ala shulchan b'shas habracha, as long as the wine was there in front of you on the table, even though you didn't have any wine to drink it, mimeila chol habracha al kulam, the bracha bistam over here does in fact go upon it. Ve'insorach lach zulavarach kishenishpach hakosh v'erech alav. So this would be no different than if the wine that you hold in your hand somehow spilled. So there's other wine on the table; it can go on that wine. And therefore, and so to over here, imkain who adin bin yonenu, our inyan over here is the same. Kishanim samayim. It turns out that it was water. Veshosa kosi achar yayin. Shoyel fun of him, and he drinks another cup of wine that was in front of him. B'chogabne in tzorich lachzul baruch. He doesn't have to go make a new bracha. Dishu footnote number 16 brings down. This is true even if the wine isn't poured. If it's just in the bakbuk over there and it's in a container, so the Kaf HaChaim writes as well as the Chayyadam, she'ein tzorich levarach shuv. You don't have to make another bracha. Yikaf tekach me'ayayin shebekan kam yishtei. Just take from that bottle of wine and drink it, and that would be perfectly good. The issue footnote number 14 brings down that when a person is making hamotzi on Shabbos, however, he should not go and distribute the cut-up bread to all the people at the table before he takes the bite himself. That's different than over here with the wine. Shekevon shahamisubim einon rashoyim litom lefonov. The people who are eating the bread are not allowed to eat in front of him. They have to wait till he eats. Therefore, it's not appropriate for the person to distribute that bread until he takes a bite. And his distributing the bread is technically a hefsik between the bracha and the achila, and one lechatrila should not do this. We'll just conclude with the Sharet Tzion Os Tes, where the Chavetz Chaim writes, Lanias Dati, my humble opinion, Nira B'Pshitos, it's perfectly clear to me, the Lohochi Tovas Maril Hashnei Tamim, the Maril Osvia says that this is two Tamim that the Ramah brings down. Why? Mishum the kol tam bifnei atzmo lo psiko lekokach, because each tam alone would not be definitive. Because the tam are reshown toli b'plukta, that the first psak over here, that he's going to have other cups of wine, is totally in a machlokis, whether that works or not. The Lotosus or Rosh Lomahani, both Tosus and the Rosh say that that wouldn't work. Kemosha Kosu Kol Achronim, as many of the Achronim write. And the second time over here is also not clear that he's being motzi other people, as already we've explained, Shepikpik HaMogin Avram, Ozem, oh, the Mogin Avram disagrees with this a lot. So therefore, both Tamim are brought down. That concludes today's shir.